I'm David Roche for WNPR News. Homelessness among children and youth in Connecticut has increased by over 11% since 2012, according to new data by the U.S. Department of Education. And this is happening while adult homelessness is falling. State officials and advocates have touted their work to reduce homelessness among adults, but a new report shows that homelessness among youth is actually increasing.
Families who are experiencing severe poverty really haven't benefited from the economic recovery.
That's Barbara Duffield. She runs a nonprofit called Schoolhouse Connections, which focuses on reducing youth homelessness.
So they may be working, but they're not able to afford housing, or they may not be able to get a job because they don't have the education that's required to get a job that would pay enough.
The rise among youth homelessness is happening as school enrollment is falling. This means that even though there are fewer kids overall in public schools, a higher portion of them are homeless. Duffield also says the numbers could be higher in part because schools are doing a better job tracking student homelessness. Still, she says the problem is real, and it's made worse because more attention is placed on homeless adults.
The federal government has really prioritized funding and services for that population, often at the expense of services for families and youth.
The Department of Education found that roughly three-quarters of homeless Connecticut youth have a place to stay, but it's often with friends or relatives, and it's unstable. Some are living in motels, and others are in cars.
Children and youth don't know where they're sleeping. They may not know where they're going to eat next. They may be dealing with the events that led to their homelessness, separation of family members, violence. So, you know, those sorts of issues make it very hard to concentrate on schoolwork.
Connecticut aims to end family and youth homelessness by 2020, according to the nonprofit Partnership for Strong Communities. David DeRoche, WNPR News.